3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
Does it look over there, Josh? Awesome.
Are we live? Are we live?
And welcome everybody here to Murphy's for the first edition of the fall 2023 season of the Hard Rocker Coaches Show. I'm Adam Thompson. Along with me is Richard Anderson, and our first guest of the season is none other than Coach Charlie Floor, head coach of the football team. Charlie, last time we talked to you, we were at recruiting. We just finished recruiting. What has been the off season like, and how's been training camp?
Yeah, you know, going back to last year, our kids put a lot of time in through spring football, you know, trying to master the craft and get better as a football team. So, you know, during the summertime, they head off and do a lot of their internships and co-op. So we put a lot of trust and faith that those guys that are not here are spending some time in the weight room, spending the time on the field that they need to. And then, you know, we roll into fall camp. And, you know, I was really proud of our kids. You know, the kids that were gone did spend a lot of time. You could just tell, you know, we have our own checks and balances system with them. But they've done a really good job. Showed up fall camp in shape, ready to go. A lot of them put on the weight that we needed them to put on. Some guys cut the weight that we needed for them to cut. And, you know, this fall camp's been very competitive. We've got a lot of young kids within our football team. We only have 8 seniors as a football team right now. So trying to develop some depth within some of our positions was one of the big challenges for us. And I've been super proud of those kids and how they showed up every single day and wanted to compete for some starting spots, some backup spots, and then obviously some special teams roles as well that we know we're going to have to fill from last year's football team.
You know, the off season's always a nice time. You kind of get to unwind a little bit. Do you have to reinvent the wheel every single season when you come into a new season, or is it kind of the same thing every year? You change minor things like that?
You know, I think a lot of it just depends on the makeup of your football team. You know, from the schematic side of things, you know, to me, it really just depends on who you've got, you know, what your football team's going to look like. You know, from the schematic side of things, I think it's important to, you know, look at your personnel, see who you have, what scheme's going to fit best with that personnel. And, you know, every team is different. Every year is different. You know, we talked about that as soon as the season ended last year. This is a brand new season. This is a brand new football team, and we're going to do whatever we can to make our football team better. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, it has been a little bit different. From the makeup of fall camp, we try and treat things the same. Our staff does a very good job of we teach a lot of situational football. We teach a lot of competition in the things that we do. So we change practice up every single day, really try and stress the mental side of the game, go over those situations that you may or may not come across, but maybe once every, you know, 5 or 6 games with, you know, a real quick mayday field goal type deal, or a four-minute offense or a 4-minute defense. So we try and do something like that every single day just to, again, help educate our kids with the situations that can come about that don't typically come about during the course of a football game. So, but for the most part, you know, fall camp's fall camp. We want to make sure our guys are ready to go. We look at our football team and how we're going to get better as a football team for the first 2 weeks. And then really from week 3 until game week, we try and focus on the opponent coming up week 1.
Well, this gentleman sitting right next to me, he's seen your practices. He's been out there, and I bet he has some questions.
Well, yeah. Charlie, you know, your last, I guess it was Saturday night, you scrimmaged. You told your team camp's over, you know, because now you're getting ready for your opponent, Valley City State. Talk about that last scrimmage a little bit, and what did you see out of your team?
You know, first of all, very proud of our kids. You know, one, we came out of it injury-free, which is obviously my main focus within that. But the amount of stuff we put our kids through week in and week out, you know, was tough. It was challenging. And that's the way we wanted it, to test them both mentally and physically. So I was very proud of our kids for how they handled that. You know, the way our scrimmage was last week is we kind of put our freshmen up against our older kids, you know, knowing that we need to work on some transitions from an offensive, defensive, and special team standpoint. So we really wanted to work on our nucleus of our players. and make sure that we were, you know, as game ready as we could. And then, you know, we put the freshmen on the other team. And, you know, I was really proud of our freshmen. We met as a team yesterday, and I really talked about that. You know, the transitions, the smoothness, and how efficient the other team was, I was very proud of, which means they spent a lot of time during fall camp trying to make sure that they knew everything coming into that scrimmage. And then, you know, from the blue team, our older guys team, you know, I thought our transitions were really well. Our communication was good, both on and off the field. We didn't have any really substitute issues throughout the course of the scrimmage. And from my standpoint, those are the things I really want to focus on is how game are we, or what we're not game ready with is what we need to get focused on here in the next couple days. So, you know, I thought they competed well. You know, they gave their best effort. And, you know, now it's time to focus on Valley City.
Well, let's talk about your team a little bit, offensively and defensively. I think probably, you know, you got one of the best quarterbacks in the nation coming back. I think it's pretty obvious. But you lost two of the best receivers in the country as well. So let's talk about, the receiving crew right now.
Sure. Yeah, you know, obviously having your starting quarterback back for, you know, really going into his third full-time season, you know, set should hopefully mean a lot, you know, with the continuity of our offense and him having a great understanding of what we do on the offensive side of the ball. The thing I've been very impressed with him is he spent a lot of time with our new core of receivers and our new core of skilled kids. You know, that before practice, after practice, in the meeting room, you know, he spent a lot of time with those kids in you know, reading coverages and what we should be doing in these critical situations. You know, and then you got Jake Martinelli as, you know, our backup quarterback right now. You know, that's really done a lot of the same thing. So, you know, I've been very proud of them. You know, we had some kids that came in at semester time that we were able to see during spring practice how they were going to adjust to our offense. They did a really good job. And now this fall, you know, with Ben and Isaac, and then we got Mason Goldbrith that's, you know, really came back and had a really good fall camp. Max Hodson, and then we've got a couple tight ends with Henry Dryden and Alex Stern that have really stepped up, you know, from the skilled standpoint that have the capability of making some big-time plays.
Well, there's certainly an opportunity for these younger, you know, receivers to, as you know, next man up type of thing. And it's not like they're still kind of behind guys now. They have to step up a little bit right now.
Yeah, you know, and to me that was the big thing with that scrimmage the other night is, you know, I know the lights weren't on. I know there weren't, you know, there were fans in the stands, which I was very appreciative of. They wanted to come out and check out our football team. But, you know, until there's time on the clock and you know, the game is live, you don't know how some of those young kids are going to respond. And, you know, there's a few of those kids that were able to step up and make some big plays. You know, we had a freshman, Braden Schatz, that came in and had a really good catch on a critical third down situation, and he ended up taking it for a big play. So, you know, just there was a few other examples of that as well. So it was good to see some of those younger kids step up, thinking we knew they could handle a stressful situation, and then we get into those scrimmages that you know, the lights are on, they're able to handle it and have some success.
Well, I failed to mention Jane Johansson is the quarterback. I didn't mention his name, so I think everybody knew who we were talking about. But now Jaden comes back as your leading rusher too. So, I mean, obviously that's part of his game, but you would like to see that running back core step it up a little bit. And you got some guys back from last year.
We do. You know, a lot of what we do offensively, you know, gives the quarterback an option to have very productive football games. So, you know, we went out and really challenged our offensive line this year. You know, we've got to find a way for us to continue to run the football without running the quarterback as much as we did last year. You know, we've got some veteran running backs, Orlando Westbrook and Brian Lumsden, that are back within our football team. But we got some other, you know, younger kids within our team. Ty Harris, Dawson Dunbar, you know, we're both kids that were in our program last year that got a little bit of time. And then we have two kids that came into our program that are more of a slot receiver slash running back kids, with Jalen Fry, a transfer from Bemidji, and then Holden Gilbert, a transfer from California, that have really stepped up and done a really good job of learning our offense. They're They're kind of a Swiss Army knife types kids where we can move them around really everywhere on the field. So, you know, that's the thing I've been very happy with is whoever's in the backfield and has been able to step up and make some big plays and really try and push us to be a better running football team.
Well, you mentioned your offensive line, and I think you've got a pretty solid offensive line coming back to do that. And you've got, you know, the return of Grant Smith and Connor Smith. And I mean, you can read a lot of starters coming back.
Yeah, we do. You know, Grant Smith was out last year because of an injury and had an option to leave and you know, try the NFL stuff out, but wanted to come back. He's going to earn his master's degree, and you know, really excited about him. And then you brought up Connor Smith again, another kid that's going to use his COVID senior year. You know, we actually celebrated him on senior day last year, and he came back to me after Christmas break and had rethought some things, sat down and talked with his family, and wanted to experience his senior year again. So, you know, having those two seniors back is huge for us. You know, starting right tackle is AJ Kelly. That's, you know, a big size kid that's very athletic, you know, played in quite a few games last year. Other tackle with Kevin Brooksford, played as a true freshman last year in some critical games. And then, you know, you got Trevor Griffin, who's been playing a lot from the center standpoint, again, going into his fourth year with a lot of quality game experience. So, you know, very comfortable with those five guys up front, and we're really trying to establish some continuity within that front five, knowing that how we're going to go as an offense is going to start with those five.
Yeah. Well, special teams, talk about that. You got a couple guys back that obviously were pretty solid for you.
Yes, from a special team standpoint, you know, big emphasis for us during the course of a game. We have Connor Taylor back, our starting kicker, as well as place kicker. You know, he's got a powerful leg. You know, there's times in practice I got to try and tone him down even when we're doing some kickoff stuff because he's got such a strong leg. You know, so very happy to have him back. You know, when you got Casey Knutson back from the punting standpoint, you know, that's great for us. You know, a dual position guy that plays defense and then, you know, goes back and does some punting for us just shows the smartness of a kid like that that is able to handle the things we do both defensively as well from a special team standpoint. And then having our long snapper back, you know, it's kind of the unsung position within the football team of that's a huge position to have. And Max is coming back for his third year. Again, played for us as a true freshman into his junior year already. And, you know, just the continuity that those guys can have really brings a lot of positivity within our football team.
Well, let's talk defense. Obviously, you know, you lost some really quality players, but you got some pretty good players back. You know, it's one of those deals where when you scrimmage, if the offense does well, your defensive coordinator, Vance Winter's not too happy. And then vice versa, you're probably not too happy, and Ryan Gent's not happy when they have some big plays. So, but talk about this defense and what it needs to do to you know, play well in a very, very tough RMAC offensive conference.
Sure. Yeah, from the defensive standpoint, you know, Coach Winter and his staff have done a really good job of molding our personnel and who we've got into what we can be defensively. You know, you talked about a few of the kids that, we missed last year. You know, you lose a guy like Keontae Christian and Gavin Chaddock. We're kind of the staple of our defense. We're very productive, you know, at their positions, and then we lost some key defensive backs. So, you know, this year we have a lot of kids that are going to have to step up and make some plays, you know, up front with Taylor Hoyer and Otu Afu, and then you got Caleb Franklin, who was an honorable mention defensive lineman. You know, they know that it's their time. They've got to step up and be able to make some critical plays in some critical football games. From the linebacker core, you know, you've got guys like Hunter Newsome and Jacob Schwab that have, you know, had a lot of meaningful snaps within our football team. You know, they know that their roles are going to have to continue to increase and continue to be more productive. And then, you know, in the back end, Caleb Tischler, Casey Knutson have really stepped up more from a leadership standpoint. They've got a ton of snaps within our conference, within our football team, and you know, they're going to have a lot more probably from a leadership standpoint than what we've had in the back end before with making calls and making sure our other guys are in in positions to make plays. So, you know, that's where I'm really excited is to see our guys, you know, show up every single day, continue to improve every day. You know, practices do get competitive during fall camp, and we do a lot of competitions against offense and defense, but we also do things where, you know, the it's a defense versus defense competition day or a offense versus offense competition day. So, you know, it's been fun to watch, but, you know, really excited to see how our defensive unit continues to gel and be prepared for a tough game.
Well, I would imagine defensively it's like everything. It's the bend but don't break, you know, with your defense. You don't want to give up the long, big plays, and sometimes that it kind of takes – because your offense has to come right back out, you know, and defense has to come right back out. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, after going back to last year's season, talking with our defensive staff as well as, you know, our defense in general, you know, we knew that was kind of our Achilles heel last year, was giving up some explosive plays. And, you know, it's very hard for an offense to try and just slowly move the ball downfield. Everybody during the course of a game, you know, feels they don't need to take what the defense is giving you and be greedy and throw the ball up or try and get an explosive play, you know, all the way down the field. And, you know, we've really tried to, you know, talk about that, express the importance of the explosive plays, not only as an offense but also as a defense, and how much those can change the momentum of a game. You know, so our kids are aware of, you know, what explosive plays have done against us as a football team, and, you know, what we need to do to continue to minimize the explosive plays and truly make an offense. If they're going to score, they've got to do it, you know, 5-6 yards at a time, which I said, you know, before, it can be very challenging from an offensive-minded guy that, you know, we need a big play. We need to try and push the ball down the field. Well, when teams do that, how are we going to stop that from happening?
Yeah.
Well, Coach, the season is almost upon us. It starts this Friday as you guys get ready to take on Valley City State. Talk about Valley City and what your expectations are for this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we got a very quality opponent coming in. You know, we talked about that in our team meeting yesterday. You know, Valley City plays in the North Star Conference in the NAI level. They're a preseason ranked number 2 within their conference. You know, they actually have a game ahead of us. So they played last Thursday against University of Jamestown in a very tough rivalry game. You know, it's very similar to our rivalry with Black Hills. You know, not a lot of love lost within that football game. And it was a very close competitive football game. With them winning by 8 points. So, you know, Valley City is used to being down here. You know, their head football coach has been the head coach there for, I think, almost 25 years. So he was actually the head coach when I had played at Dakota State. So I've, you know, known of Dennis for a long period of time. So I know he's going to have those kids ready to come in. They're not going to, you know, the environment isn't going to be too big for them. Like I mentioned, they do have a game under their belt already. And typically when you're looking at football, the weeks from week 1 to week 2 is when a lot of teams are going to make their biggest strides. So I'm sure that's what he's stressing to their football team is, you know, we go down there and we play well. We don't, you know, turn the ball over. You know, we do the things that we need to do. They're going to, you know, have some success. So that's been my message to our guys is we've got to continue to, you know, focus on the task at hand, worry about the things that we can control, come out and play fast, you know, and try and kind of take the air out of them early. So that's where I'm really excited about is this week of preparation for us and just what our mindset is going into the week 1 game, focus on the things that we can control, you know, within taking care of the football, not giving up the explosive plays, not having any pre-snap penalties, and just coming out and having a great time. You know, we only get 11 of these opportunities, and it's week 1 at home on a Friday night. You know, game's going to be televised on Midco. So, you know, I'm just excited for our kids to get back on the field and show all the hard work that they've put into up to this point.
Now, yeah, the game is going to be broadcast on Midco Sports, which is all through Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. How do you keep that as, you know, that's a distraction almost. It seems like you're getting Midco Sports. It's a regional sports network. You're having them here this week, and then we have Colorado Mesa coming in 2 weeks, and we have Kelleland coming out here as well. Is that a distraction for the team? How do you keep those distractions from entering the locker room?
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess the way I approach things on that is it's only a distraction if you let it be. You know, I was very honest with our team the other day in our team meeting. Is guys, it's going to be a, you know, kind of a tempo game. You know, you're going to go for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then you're going to have to take a 2 to 2.5 minute break based off of TV. You're going to go play. You're going to have to take another media timeout for 2, 2.5 minutes. And, you know, again, going back to how we structure fall camp, we look at a lot of those things. We talk a lot about those things. So, you know, it's an opportunity for our guys to, again, go out and show the talents that they've been able to express, you know, show a lot of our alumni that are in this area that aren't able to make it back for the football game is what our kids do, you know, day in and day out. And hopefully our guys can put on a good show and represent Hard Rocker Nation the best that they can. And then obviously even from a recruiting standpoint, it's, you know, for all the families that are at in that area, you know, that know what South Dakota Mines football is all about and maybe can't get out to a game or get a glimpse of who we are. You know, so there's just a lot of positivity, you know, not only from the football program, but from the school standpoint of, you know, I feel we've got one of the best stadiums in the country. And when people truly see the experience that people in Rapid City get to experience every home game, I think it's just going to, again, draw more people to come out and see what type of product or brand that South Dakota Mines has to offer.
Well, you know, obviously the commentators love that ramp there. You know, we got they're going to talk about that because it is one of the. What did I hear at one point? There's only two in the country or something like that. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but you know, that's something that can really kind of catch people's eyes if they're watching in somewhere in North Dakota, wondering about, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the main reasons that drew me back here is, you know, I had an opportunity to coach games in, like I mentioned, one of the most unique stadiums in the country. And, you know, it's an unbelievable atmosphere. You know, been fortunate to coach in a lot of great stadiums and at some other different universities, but until you've played a game here at O'Hare Stadium and Dunham Field and get to experience, you know, all 350 of the ramp spots completely full, you know, unfortunately there's 350 people that are out smoking meat and, you know, having the great tailgate experience that if you get the right wind, unfortunately comes right in front of me. And sometimes late in the third and fourth quarter, that's, you know, tough on me just because I get a little hungry during the course of the game. So, but again, there's no better place, you know, than our place in regards to, you know, home field advantage with the horns honking and just the overall experience that we're able to give our student athletes as well as the people of Rapid City than what we've got here.
Well, Coach, let's talk about, you know, the conference. And obviously, you know, you finished fourth last year. You know, the best finish in Division II for the program. You were picked fourth this year. But, you know, the teams ahead, you know, Colorado, you know, Mines, obviously, they fought for a title last year, and they'll come in as a heavy favorite.
Yeah, you know, you go back and look at last year's season, you know, with us finishing 6-3 in our MAC play. You know, again, we talk about it every year. It's you know, it's what our seniors do for us. And those 17 guys did a phenomenal job of leading us to, you know, that 6-3 record in the conference play, which, again, says a lot about the growth and continued growth within our football team. But now, you know, we're at a point where, you know, we've got to continue to take the next step. And we've only got 8 seniors this year. We met with them a lot over the summer through some leadership council meetings and different things. And our slogan for the year is forge your legacy or forge our legacy. So how are we going to, as a senior class and as a football team, you know, leave a new legacy for this football team? And they've been, you know, challenging one another. They've challenged me to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be a better football team, both on and off the field. You know, I think the recognition that Colorado Mines got last year in playing in the national championship game says a lot about our conference, the type of conference that we have, the type of caliber of teams that we have in our league. And for us to be mentioned within the top four of our league, I think, again, says a lot about who we are and what we've been able to do over the period of time. But, you know, the 22 season's over. It's 23. We've got a completely new team. We've got a completely new look, you know, within some different phases of the game. And now it's our job to kind of go out and you know, exceed some expectations that a lot of people have for us within our program right now.
Yeah, and you go on the road next week, Truman State, and then you open the conference with Colorado Mesa. So that's, you know, that's when you talk conference, that's when we start. And, you know, obviously Colorado Mesa has always had a very strong program throughout the years.
Yeah, you know, conference play in the RMAC is tough week in and week out. And like I mentioned before, you know, just the overall consistency from top to bottom, you know, makes it tough and makes it challenging where our guys got to know they've got to show up every single week. You know, the 4 days that we get to prepare for the opponent, we have to make sure that, you know, we're dotting all of our I's and crossing our T's in regards to how we're preparing for those games and for those football teams. And that's probably where I've been really more proud of our kids than anything else is, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on the field with how we prepare, but it's the off the field stuff with, you know, spending more time in the meeting room, spending more time on the practice field, you know, after a true practice is scheduled and what we can do to continue to get better. And, you know, our kids have really bought into, you know, the things outside of football are going to make us more successful and then what we're doing compared to on the practice field preparing for a game.
Have you been able to see anything of the other teams in the conference? Obviously, last year we got to see a kind of a little bit of a flip. We saw Colorado Mesa, they weren't performing as well as they have been in the past. Have you been able to see what other teams have been doing in the offseason?
You know, not a whole lot. You know, we went down to Denver for our RMAC Media Day and, you know, had a great experience down there. We got to spend 2 days with the other team, so each program was able to take obviously their head football coach as well as two players within their football team. So, you know, our two representatives were Casey Knutson and Connor Smith. And, you know, our first outing was at the Children's Hospital down there in Aurora. So, we had a great time down there and, you know, got to experience some things that, you know, not a lot of people get to experience within visiting some children in the hospital there. And then that night we went to Top Golf. And that was kind of the time for us as head coaches to just walk around and get to meet a lot of the other players on the field, you know, that we would normally see on the field. So, you know, getting that opportunity to sit down and meet and talk with, you know, guys that you see with a helmet on and you know who their number is. But we were able to, you know, somewhat build some relationships with some of those guys. And even as the head coaches, you know, we spend a lot of time together and talk through different things. But, you know, for me to sit down and talk with, you know, the new head coach at Colorado Mines and Pete Sturbeck and, you know, just how he's been doing. And, you know, the new head coach down at CSU Pueblo was a former GA of mine, you know, Phil Vigil. So, you know, we talk on the phone, but haven't seen that guy in a long period of time. And, you know, and it was a great time for us to just kind of decompress and talk to one another about how their teams are, how their seasons are going to be. You know, we really don't talk a whole lot about the new transfers and different things that, you know, each team's bringing in. So all I know is, you know, everybody's, you know, starting fresh this week. Everybody's going to be 0-0 with some, you know, really tough non-conference games. And, you know, they're all going to be gunning to be at the top by week 11.
Really quickly, mention your captains that you just named.
Yeah, so, you know, our captains for this year, we end up electing five of them. One of them will be Jaden Johansson, our starting quarterback. Again, you know, done a really good job there. Our other offensive captain is Grant Smith. Again, guy that's been in our program for a long period of time, got great respect from his teammates. And then defensively, Hunter Newsom, our starting Mike linebacker. Again, you know, a guy that's going to have to step up and be, you know, very productive, but has a lot of respect from his teammates. Casey Knutson, a defensive back, special teams guy, again, going into his fifth year, done a really good job off the field and on the field. And then Jake Martinelli is our fifth captain. So we leave that all up to our players. We give them an opportunity at the end of fall camp to vote for our kids. You know, really kind of see, you know, the guys that have stepped up off the field and during the summertime from a leadership standpoint, you know, so really excited about that. And then, you know, today at practice, I'll announce two freshmen within our leadership council, which, again, I feel is really important to kind of have the whole makeup of your football team in some critical situations. So we've got a leadership council already in place, but tonight we'll select or you know, all, you know, tell the team who our two freshmen candidates are going to be that are going to step up and be leaders within our football team. So very proud of our leadership, very proud of our seniors and how everybody's, again, continued to get us hopefully in the right mindset for this Friday night.
Well, thank you, Coach, for joining us here. We'll have you on every week here at Murphy's for the Hard Rocker Coaches Show, and we'll see you Friday night for the first game of the season.
Sounds good. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Richard, for everything you guys do for our program, and definitely look forward to seeing you next Monday.
You bet. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Yep.
Coach Charlie Floor, the Hard Rocker football coach, getting ready for another season here, Richard, and Can't believe it's already, we're already in the fall here. It seems like summer just blew by, and you can catch the games not only on Midco Sports Network this weekend, but we'll also be broadcasting live on News Radio KOTA. Tom Anderson with the call this Friday night. Game starts at 6:07, and that should, it should be an exciting game and an exciting season overall, Richard.
Well, it'll be great weather, probably a little hot, but that's okay. We'll take the hot because it will not be hot at the end of the year. So, you know, we sweat a little bit in that, on these situations, but it's worth it, though.
Well, we will say goodnight there. We'll be back next Monday at 4 o'clock live here from Murphy's for the Heart Rocker Coaches Show. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.